A special rebroadcast for the American Armed Forces and their allies. You're invited to drop in where the elite meet to eat. Duffy's Tavern.
Just a second, y'all.
Hello? Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet to eat. Archie, the manager, speaking. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. Tonight, Charles Lawton. The English Sophie Tucker. Lawton, Duffy. L-A-F-F-T-O-N. Yeah, Lawton. That's how the English spell it. Yeah, you know, like the London Times is pronounced the Thames. Yeah. Charles Lawton? Well, he's been in Mutiny on a Bounty, the Hunchback of Notre Dame, Ruggles the Red Cap. Yeah. You know the guy, Duffy. He's the one when your wife says she can't stand the sight of you, you take her to see him. The crowd here? Well, the usual bunch of crumbs. Yeah, well, look, I got an idea how to improve the place if you listen. Well, you know who the biggest spenders are, don't you? Actors. Well, it's obvious why. Actors have never got no dough. They don't want nobody to know it, so they spend it like mad. Yeah. Well, my idea is to turn this joint into an exclusive private club where only actors can be members. Yeah, like the Lambs Club. We'll call it the Hams Club. I'll talk to Lawton about it when he gets here. Okay, I'll call you back, Duffy. So long.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Duffy's Tavern. Come in and meet Finnegan, Eddie the waiter, Miss Duffy, Joe Venuti and his orchestra, our special guest tonight, Mr. Charles Lawton, and Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Exclusive club right off. Now, let's see. The first thing is we do is we drill one of them peak holes in the door.
Why does a hole in the wall need a hole in the door?
Eddie, this is a very classy club. Every classy club's got one. So that's so the management can look out and see that nobody gets in but bona fide members.
And if you put a peak hole in that door, nobody's going to come in.
Why not?
Well, you can look out. They can look in. Mr. Archie, now, how are you going to get any actors to join this club?
Well, by signing up Lawton. You see, Eddie, we've built a better mousetrap here, so in order to catch the right mice, we have to bait the trap with the proper piece of cheese. Namely, Charles Lawton.
If Mr. Lawton joins this club, he'll think he's back playing in the beach coma. You going to charge dues for joining this crummy club?
Well, certainly, Eddie. It'll be worth it. We'll have a game room.
A game room?
Yeah. That back room where we keep the pig's feet.
Yeah. That's pretty gamey, all right.
Certainly. And we'll have a library.
What's the library?
We'll dust off that World Almanac over there.
Well, firstly, that almanac is from 1914. And secondly, one almanac don't make a library.
Leave me take your objections in order. Firstly, about the Almanac being 1914, the Declaration of Independence is a great work, ain't it?
Yep.
When was it wrote?
1776.
Touché? Now, for the secondly objection, that one almanac don't make a library. To that I reply, the word is almanac, not almanac. Ergo, touché again.
Think you are slightly too shade in the head.
Oh, you do, huh?
Oh, Archie.
Oh, yes, Miss Duffy.
I want to ask you something very important.
What is it?
If a fellow says, dearest beloved, I love you more than the sun, the moon, the stars, more than life itself, be mine, beautiful Miss Duffy, be mine. Is that committing himself?
Yes and no.
What do you mean, yes and no?
Yes, and no fellow in his right mind would say it.
Well, it happens it was said to me by my boyfriend, Breckenridge Hartzenfelder, the battleship painter.
Oh, the battleship painter. That phony porthole Picasso back again?
Phony? Listen, Archie, the shipyard Breckenridge works for just got the Navy E.
Navy gives out J's, he'll get one, too.
He is not a jerk.
No, huh? How did you know I meant Jake?
You know him as well as I do.
Oh, be mine, beautiful Miss Duffy, be mine.
Do not scoff. That was a part of a very beautiful letter. I'll read it to you.
Don't bother.
All right, I won't.
All right, that's good.
Well, if you insist. Here it is. Listen. Somewhere in the Brooklyn Navy Yard. Dear Miss Duffy, as I sit here on my scaffold, looking at this black gray paint, I think of you. You as you will be when you are old and gray. Isn't he romantic, Archie?
Yeah, the only guy in the world who's got romance in his paint. You may continue, Miss Duffy.
Darling, you almost lost your babykins today. A terrible thing happened. The foreman made a mistake in figuring the tide, and for 20 minutes I was painting underwater. P.S. Tell your mother I'll be over tomorrow with some fresh flounder.
Painting underwater for 20 minutes. That guy is the biggest dope I've ever met. With one exception. Hiya, Finnegan.
Oh, good evening, Miss Duffy. You look pretty.
Thank you, Finnegan.
Every day you look better. Yesterday you looked better than the day before. Today you look like the morning after.
Thank you, Finnegan.
Nice girl, Miss Duffy. Hey, Arch. I hear that you're organizing a new club. Is it going to have dames in it?
Dames?
What's the fun of being in a club without dames? That's why I quit the Boy Scouts.
I'm sorry, Finnegan, but this club will not have no dames. It will be strictly non-sectarian. Hey, Venuti, wait a minute.
Yeah, Art?
What is that stuff that you are playing?
That's dinner music.
It does sound like they're playing with knives and forks there. Look, Joe, we're changing this place to a very exclusive club. From now on, we would like a higher type of music.
Well, Art, you got the right man. This band can play any kind of music. Anything from Berlin to, Bronx.
Huh? All right. How about some symphony?
What's that?
You're trying to make a silk air out of a sow's purse. Okay, Joe. Play the highest class thing you know.
Okay, Arch. Ready, boys? One, two.
Bristle.
know, Duffy. Been thinking it over? You want to join a club, huh? But, Duffy, you ain't no actor. Duffy, yelling, take it off, in a burlesque show, that don't make you an actor. I'll tell you what, Duffy, instead of a member, we'll make you the board of governors. Here, you can pass on a new member. Okay, Duffy. That horrible-looking Duffy trying to join his club.
The high art, no crack about Duffy's look. Here he comes.
Finnegan, that ain't Duffy. That's a kindred kisser. Charles Watts.
Oh, good
evening, Mr. Lawton. Leave me W welcome to this distinguished establishment, sir. And furthermore...
Thank you, Archie. And may I say...
Just a minute, sir. Leave me further say, Mr. Lawton, that seldom have we behooved such an august presentiment to these confines, sir. And further besides...
Now, Archie, I'd like to say...
Please,
before...
I ain't through yet. The man is in love with the sound of his own voice. Now, let me see. Oh, and feel assured, Mr. Lawton, that your visit is a bereavement from which we will not soon recover. If there is anything you desire, just beg or call.
Well, there's one thing I would like.
What?
An edgewise.
Huh? An edgewise?
Yes, so that I can get a word in.
Oh, I'm sorry, old cat. I forgot. I guess I was born with a silver tongue in me mouth.
If your silver tongue is giving me a tin ear. Archie, you should be more careful with the English language. Don't forget it may be somebody's mother tongue.
If you're referring to me using them big words, I was always kind of a fast kid with a syllable, you know? Yeah, I started using big words practically the minute I learned how to talk.
The minute you learned to talk?
Yeah, well, you see, I learned to talk pretty late.
How old were you?
18. By that time, I was in high school.
I wish I'd met you at 17.
Yeah. Well, you should have did it. I was quite charming.
I'm sure you were.
Yeah.
So this is the famous Duffy's Tavern.
Yeah, that's right. You never been here before, have you?
Never. And I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Well, now that you are here, how do you like the joint?
I think this tavern is unique.
Unique? That might be an insult.
If it isn't, I'll rephrase it.
Well, look, we don't say that this place is no sports club, but we don't also say that certain people is no try-on power, neither. So, leave us not be insulting.
Lawton, introduce me.
Oh, Miss Duffy, this is Charles Lawton.
How do you do?
Likewise, I'm sure. You know, Mr. Lawton, there is a type of girl that only goes for handsome leading men. But there is another type that appreciates fine acting. And meeting you now, I almost wish I was one of them.
Well, Miss Duffy, we can't all be pin-up boys. After all, there are just so many pins.
I'll bet you there are plenty of girls after you anyway.
Shut.
No, I mean it, you know? Some girls fall in love at the first sight they meet.
Miss Duffy, for your sake, I hope some men do likewise, I'm sure.
Thank you very much.
Look, Miss Duffy, please, somebody would like to see you outside.
Who?
Me. Good day, Miss Duffy. What a thing. Now, Charles, I got a proposition.
Pardon me, Mr. Lawton.
Yes?
My name is Clifton Finnegan.
Why shouldn't it be?
thank you. Mr. Lawton, listen to this.
Mr. Christian, I am Captain Bly, sir.
Now you say it.
Mr. Christian, I am Captain Blizzard.
I thought so. My imitation is perfect.
Goodbye.
Now I know what Mazzy Dotes would be if it weren't a song.
Look, Charles, we'll come to the point. We're turning Duffy Tavern into an explosive club, you know, very ulterior. We would like you to be the first member.
The first and only?
Well, not the only member. After you find out how wonderful a club is, we naturally expect you to suck in some of your friends.
You're actually going to make a club out of this Duffy's Tavern?
Yes, a terrific club. Game room, library. Just picture yourself, Charles, relaxing in the library, sinking 6 inches deep into one of our comfortable chairs.
Quite impossible. Those chairs can't have more than 4 inches of dust on them.
Look, Wharton, you could sit on a stone bench and still sink 6 inches deep.
Well, I've led a soft life.
That is quite obvious. Well, anyways, this club will be wonderful. You see, in the game room, we have all kinds of games. Bridge whist, backminton, chess, cribbage, jacks, potsy. down in the basement, there'll be archery. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Eddie. Eddie, did you arrange to put that bullseye down in the basement?
Bullseye?
Yeah, for the archery.
Oh, well, you don't need a bullseye. Down there, there's live target.
Kidding, Charlie. This club is going to be wonderful. Just picture a warm, luxurious room, a roaring hearth in the fireplace, quiet attendants tootsie-footing around, you know, pictures of great actors hanging on a wall, Edwin Booth, Sarah Bernhardt, Richard Mansfield, Red Skelton.
What about my picture?
Your picture, yeah. Mm. Yeah, we'll hang it. I think I have the very place.
Oh, no, you don't.
All right, then you don't go in a room with the pig's feet. We'll put you in the main room. You'll stand out more. what do you say? Will you join, Charles, if I can get you in?
Well,
Good. Ah, that's swell. Just a minute. Hello? Hello, Duffy. Glad tidings. Wharton has joined the club. Huh? But, Duffy, he's an actor. Duffy, I can't do that. I can't with a guy like Lawton. Okay. Mr. Lawton.
What?
The Board of Governors says you've got to audition.
Audition?
Yeah. You see, this club is only for actors, and the Board of Governors has certain doubts.
Well, hasn't he seen any of my pictures?
That's what gave him the doubts.
Oh, tell him to soak his head.
He can't right now. He's better use his feet. So what about the audition?
If I audition with an awful man, I'm a bigger hand than I think I am. And I couldn't be.
Don't worry, you are. So, what do you say? Duffy's listening in, huh?
Well, all right. I'll start off with a recitation.
A recitation, huh?
Yes, from the works of the immortal bard.
The immortal bard, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
To be or not to be, that is the question.
Hold it, whether... Charlie, hold. Hello? Okay, Duffy. Not to be. Chuck, look. Don't you know no songs or jokes?
Yes, I know some jokes.
Well, go ahead and bring them. Duffy likes jokes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, here's a very funny joke. Ha! Oh, it's awfully good. It goes like this. Well, he says, I've just received a letter from my sister, and she must be very ill. And then she says, really? How do you know? Whereupon he replies, well, she started the letter by saying, I'm in Chicago, sick.
I say, Archie, I must have messed that up. I think I should have said, I'm in Chicago ill.
That joke just reached Chicago dead. Better tell another one, Charles. Not quite so funny this time, huh?
Oh, do you think Duffy knows the one about the traveling salesman? It's awfully good.
Hello? Okay, Duffy. Well, Charles, so much for jokes. What else is there that you can do?
Well, I can sing a bit.
Well, okay, have at it.
Righto.
She may have seen better days when she was in her prime. She may have seen better days once upon a time.
Better hold it, Charlie.
She fell. She may yell,
please.
And wise, some poor old
baby
is waiting for her. Let me off at all.
Hello? What? Well, how would you like to be standing here right next to it? Charles.
Yes?
Charles, the Board of Governor has decided your case in the affirmative. You're out. Furthermore, the Board of Governor has asked me to dissolve the club, so you have earned a rare distinction.
What do you mean?
This is the first time in history that an entire club has resigned from a member. Good night, Charlie.
Good night, Archie.
About time to leave Duffy's Tavern for this evening, but let's all meet here again next week when our guests will be Bob Crosby and Mrs. Bob Hope.
Duffy's where the late mate did, Archie, the man you're speaking, Duffy. Oh, hello, Duffy. Yeah, that's right. Next week, Dolores Hope and Bob Crosby. Yeah, Bob Hope's wife and Bing Crosby's brother were celebrating Dependence Day. Yeah. See you next week, Duffy.
The Armed Forces Radio Service.